consumer sentiment fell 11% in April.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Latest data from the University of Michigan has arrived and it carries a heavy weight. Consumer sentiment plummeted 11% in April. This follows a 6% slide in March, bringing the index to a reading of 47.6. This isn't just a post-pandemic slump. This is the lowest level recorded since the index began in 1952. We are effectively at a 70-year low in the American psyche regarding the economy. The decline was remarkably broad, cutting across every age group, income bracket, and political affiliation. However, 98% of the interviews were conducted before the recent announcement of a temporary ceasefire. If gas prices begin to stabilize or retreat, as a result, we may see these expectations recover. But for now, the outlook for next year has dropped 20%. Beneath the surface of inflation, gas prices lies a more structural fear: job safety. A few years ago, nearly half of Americans felt their jobs were secure. Since late 2024, that confidence has eroded steadily. Today, job safety perception has hit a historical low of 35%, lower even than during the depth of the Great Recession. When people don't feel safe in their roles, they stop spending. Assessment of buying durable goods like cars and appliances has dropped 22% from last year. What is perhaps most striking is how much our political identity now dictates our economic reality. Stanford University studies suggest that politics weighs more heavily on consumer confidence than ever before. It is as if we are living in two different Americas. In March 2024, Democrats were the optimists. Today, their rating has fallen to 29. Meanwhile, Republicans, who sat at 67 2 years ago, now stand at 92. It appears that the more neutral group is the independents, whose rating of 73 in 2024 has dropped to 47 this April. The most peculiar finding this month involves stock ownership. Generally, top stockholders are most optimistic. However, people who owned just a few stocks reported lower expectation than those who owned no stocks at all. What is driving this independent caution? It's not just the headlines, it is the fundamentals. Year-ahead inflation expectations has jumped to 4.8% this month, the largest one-month increase in a year. Furthermore, we are seeing a historic crash in perceived job safety. On top of that, the middle-class investors are feeling the brunt of market volatility without the safety net of high net worth. In summary, April witnessed a collective effort of belt tightening. Due to geopolitical conflicts, significant increase in inflation expectations, alongside a decline of job security, American consumers are exhibiting extreme caution. For WDIY, this is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse. Keep your eyes on the data.